Holistic Broadcast Network.
The source of all human suffering, of all earthbound programs, of all conflict, disappointment, misery, of all density, of all pain, is being lost in the perception of time. If I said to you, negative emotions arise when you are lost in the perception of time. Positive emotions arise when you are unhooked from the belief in the perception of time. And so what makes that kind of mildly insane for so many of us is that we are traveling through the perception of time, trying to experience the very emotions and experiences that only exist once you first step out of the belief in time. And even on a spiritual path, we're trying to wake up in time. We're trying to be enlightened in time. But guess what? It doesn't occur in time. The only thing that occurs in time is the sense of despair, disappointment, and separation from being lost in something that doesn't exist. People have favorite pastimes. People decide what's worthy of their time. People think that things can waste their time. People can say, I don't have time for this. And this society of world is centered around the commodity of time. And the irony is that this world has been surrounded around a commodity that doesn't actually exist. That's pretty interesting. And that's why no one has any time, because it doesn't exist. And those that think they have a lot of time are having a heck of an acid trip. There's nothing more trippy than reality. You want to try some good acid? Step at a time. So if I gave you an experience of stepping out of time, it might be helpful because it's not like we're stopping time because time doesn't exist. We're stepping out of the belief in time. In the collective condition, as a part of this initiatory process, there's a belief in time that keeps life seeming to be well organized, that sets the stage for you to wake up to something greater. So it's all a part of this. It's not like it shouldn't have happened. It's all a part of this. So let's talk about the direct experience of stepping out of the belief in time. So like if we just explore together right now without thinking about a clock or a watch, just use your feeling senses. Does it actually feel like time is passing? If we just sit here. How can we stop time if we can't find it? I asked someone once, I said, give me 1 second of your time. And they did this. I said, no, you just gave me 1 finger. That's not 1 second, that's 1 finger. And I said, without you giving me your fingers, show me 1 second. And they couldn't do it. Just show me 1 second. And people go, nope, you just showed me 1 finger. 1 finger is not 1 second, it's 1 finger. And what's interesting is what we realize, movement occurs, but not in time. It's very important to know this. Movement happens in a 0-point now space. This happens now. This happens now. This happens now, and this happens now. So each of these just happened now, which means it happened simultaneously, but it looked consecutive in your perception of it. That's the dream. But you're seeing consecutive because that's the perception machine giving you a chance to experience yourself as an individuated expression of the whole. And if there was no individuation, you wouldn't know any of this. Movement happens not in time. And time is the fourth dimension. And time is the collapsing bridge that carries us from the third to the fifth. Once you're in the fifth, you look back and you're like, well, I think I've gone somewhere, but I see no bridge and I have no memory of being over there. So maybe it was just a dream. I'm speaking to you, but not in time. And notice that, like I said, positive emotions occur outside of the belief in time. You're probably all feeling very relaxed right now, at the very least. That relaxation is being known because you're not in the belief in time right now. In fact, every time we come together, the minute I speak or you enter this energy, you're outside of time. And the only time you're in time is when you say you're in time. And you're not even really in time then. You're just saying you are. And then your body gives you an experience of what you say, which is not really happening. You know, I have no time for this. And your body goes, yeah. Because your body's just going to do whatever you say. You say words, it gives you an experience. This is what it's like to have no time for this. And of course you have no time for this because there is no time. No one has any time for this. And yet here we are in a zero-point space. And as you start to really move out of the perception of time, what happens is the body begins instantaneously regenerating itself back into original form, and you begin to reverse the degenerative process of aging, because aging is based on a collective unconscious belief in the perception of time. The only reason why you see things growing and deteriorating is because you think you're in time. Everything grows, nothing actually deteriorates. Even some of the highest teachings that go, well, you can't feel positive all the time, whatever comes, goes. Well, that was a very beautiful teaching offered for beings in the third dimension. And what is the highest teaching of the third becomes the base of the fifth. And I'm here to tell you, when you step out of time, everything is constant. And when everything is constant and positive emotions are only indication that you're out of the dream of time, I got to tell you, you can. You can't try to feel positive all the time, because the trying to feel positive is hoping up ahead something will feel like this, which means you're in time again. So you can't try to feel good all the time, but you can feel good all the time. Does that make sense? Right? I go, you can feel all the good all the time. And some people hear that. Right? Blows their mind. Well, I want to feel good all the time. Well, you can't try to feel good all the time. You can feel good all the time if you step out of the belief in time, but you can't try, because trying is based on who you think you are now, which creates a forward journey of movement in time towards a future place where you feel unlike you do right now, which has no existence, because we're in time. And all the people in the world who are running towards the future on their treadmills are trying to get somewhere in time, and all they find is the disappointment that breaks down their attachment to seeking to bring them into the very initiatory journey that we're all here to participate in anyway. But when you step out of time, you notice that what you've been looking for and trying to earn, trying to maintain, trying to defend is already here now. This word happened now, this word happened now, this word happened now. The fact that you hear it as linear consecutive streams of words is just how the perception machine makes this dream come to life. So all you have to know is, I see things linearly, but it's not actually happening linearly. When you were born in that scene of life's movie, and you as a baby were handed to your parents, for them, it happened now. When there is the scene of the death of the form, that, for those that attend, will happen now. And even if you were to think about the future idea of death or the past of your birth, that can only happen now. Which means the now of birth, the now of death, and the now of everything in between are happening at the same time, even though it seems to be happening in consecutive order. So your success is ensured, but it includes your participation, because it's all divine will. But guess what? You're that divine will. To sit on the couch and do nothing would be like there's some divine will that's not you. Like, oh, the divine will do everything. I'm going to sit back and do nothing. But you are that divine will. So you're the one who's participating in what has already occurred, which even gives you the sensation as if you're doing something. Because it is your journey that this hologram is unfolding. So you are on a journey, even though the things that are happening in a way that has already occurred. And to make matters even more complex and interesting, your life has already occurred in infinite parallel dimensions where every version of your lifetime and all possibility combinations of choices have already unfolded. And based on your vibrational frequency, you begin to access different timelines and traverse various timelines based on the elevation of that vibration. So you'd be at this timeline in this scene, jump over to this timeline in that scene, and they're all parallel to one another. Kind of like if I said, in one dimension you're always happy, in one dimension you're always sad, and in one moment of your life you feel some sadness, and then all of a sudden the clouds part and you feel like a burst of happiness come through, that's actually because you had jumped to a different timeline as quickly as you blinked your eyes. It's a trip. It's called dimensional jumping. So everything's in its own dimension. And there are infinite dimensions. And the interesting question is, wouldn't it be cool if I could go to those infinite parallel dimensions and meet all the other versions of myself? And the thing is that all the other versions of yourself differ in physical composition based on how different the other choices that you makes differs from the ones you think you've made. The ones that are similar to yours are literally like looking into a mirror. And the ones that are drastically different, it's like looking into the eyes of a stranger, which means that meeting the other versions of you in the hologram doesn't require you to blast off into outer space because they're all right here calling themselves other people. I am you. Relatively, absolutely, and every way in between, I am you. I've always been, I always will be. And when you meet yourself in every differing form that comes to be, the reality of love arises in your heart, and the fulfillment of a Palladian prophecy comes alive in your being, and all cellular imprints of darkness transmute in the presence of light. And that is the initiation process that we call awakening, that you're already on and you are quickening by us gathering here together tonight. For us to step out of the dream of time and to experience what is always happening now, that no future planning or personal effort can ever comprehend, anticipate, deny, or ever avoid. We have already entered the most miraculous paradigm of human existence. And now it's time we start to really play and shine and no longer wait for others to wake up for us to be awake.
You have been listening to Matt Kahn on the Mystic Broadcast Network.